Here we go. A nigga from the University of North Carolina writes the ball smack. He says ball smack. Answer me this. Why do bitches on the campus be tripping? Bitches wanna get hot and heavy with the kissing and touching and grinding and shit. And then they wanna stop a nigga and not let a nigga fuck. Ball smack. What can I do to make bitches stop tripping? I mean, you know, that's a serious question that this dude asked me, and I respect that he asked me this question. First of all, when you a thirsty-ass motherfucker for pussy-ass motherfucker to tender dick and it can't control your emotions, desires, borderline rapist takes a pussy-ass nigga, you gonna get that type of treatment from bitches. When you fall back and you don't even sweat a bitch for some pussy, that's when you get the pussy. See, it's a psychological type of thing, man. You cannot be overtly thirsty with bitches, man. You gotta fall back and show some self-control and restraint. If you don't have no self-control and restraint, man, you're like a wild-ass motherfucking animal, man. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, fall back, you know. I guarantee you, if you just, when you kick it with a bitch, you just conversate and get to know a bitch and find out all you can find out about a bitch, what makes a bitch happy, laugh, sad, find out what you can find out about a bitch, and you don't try to fuck, pretty soon a bitch gonna wanna force you to have some pussy, man. And that's some free bonus ass game for your thirsty ass. Man, niggas is, man, I don't understand the level. I guess I do. You know what? I guess I do. It's just a natural propensity to be a thirsty ass motherfucker. And bitches just use that against you. You can never win like that. Always show restraint in the game. It's so easy to do, but it's, then again, it's not. You know what I mean? That's why only a few niggas can really be doing what I be doing when I be doing it. And I'm not even talking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just real spit.